We find in the Pasuk that an Esrog is referred to as a pre-Eitz Hadar, a pre which is beautiful. What's so beautiful about the Esrog? Why is it more beautiful than any other tree? So there's a beautiful Hasbir from the Karban Eid over here on the Rishalmi, and the Sfasemis and his Chidushim over here on Daf Lamed Hei says a similar thing, that we find that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he commanded that it should be Eitz Pri. All the trees, the tree itself, the Eitz, should have the time of the Pri. But Lamaisa, the trees did not listen, the arts didn't listen, that didn't happen. The trees made the trees taste differently than the fruit, and that was wrong, and they were punished for that. But there was one tree that did listen. The one tree that did listen was the Esrog. The Gemara says over here that Esrog is unique, that the Tama Eitz is Ketama Pri. The Esrog is the one tree that did listen to the Tzibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is really the most beautiful thing, which is Shaykh, somebody who listens to Ratzon Hashem, and that is the Hidur. That's what's Mehudar about the Esrog. It's the one fruit that did listen to the Tzibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's called the Pri Eitz Hadar. We do find the Maisa that the Pilpulin also listened. The Gemara says Pilpulin also is Tama Eitz Ketama Pri, so that is a Shagla Ha'ara, but the Maisa we... The Eitz Pri, the Esrog is a tree which listened to the Ratzon Hashem, and that could be the Hesber, the reason why it's referred to as the Pri Eitz Hadar, a Pri of a unique beauty.